Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's the Ox here and my good mate Marco.
Yeah, I like the start. At the moment, you're listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast. Gee, he was a gun, all Australian, a fantastic magpie, sometimes a little bit heavy.
Can you imagine if he had been a Demons player in the blue and red, he would have been playing along Nathan Jones. They would have been having tat-offs. It would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he doesn't like cheese plates. Anyway, once you've finished listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast, we'd like you to hook over to the Couple of Blokes pod. The Ox and I chewing the fat, ripping the piss, and having some fun.
So just search Couple of Blokes wherever you listen to your podcasts. You won't be disappointed. I don't think you will be. Just give us a try.
This is part two of Swanee and Friends, Jason Richardson. Given that it's a... I don't think we're going against your religion with getting you involved in the punting one. So before we
what
do
does
that,
Sam do? Does she get involved?
Well, she normally hosts it.
Yeah, oh,
she
beautiful.
Hosts it. She reads out the
odds. Sets it up properly. So before we do, I've got some listener questions that we and input. From Stewie, is Bevo under real or perceived pressure?
I think he's under real pressure, Swanee.
You would think so, yeah. If I don't, they play. I know they play Richmond. If they don't beat Richmond this week, I'm not sure he makes it to Monday.
But I think that I think the footy community's got their list wrong. I think they've overpromoted. I don't think they're anywhere near as good as everyone's whacked on about.
I don't listen to a lot of footy shows, but someone was saying that was it their CEO or their president said they were a top four list at the start of the year.
Top four. Yeah, correct.
Last year, Meat Bones.
Come on, man.
Exactly. You got like Brad Scott. Didn't he come out and say, "Listen, we're going to battle and like start off. You know, give him some
manage expectations.
Exactly. Yeah, tell him that you're going shit house and anything above that's a bonus. So you should have said, mate, we're.
How do you manage expectations when you go and give a sporty?
I don't. Well, I have very very low expectations of myself. So yeah, I don't expect much out of me.
The Dane's line is: if you want Dane's one, you'll get Dane's one.
I'll try it. Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent.
From Stinger, did Swanee ever consider changing clubs? And if yes, how close did it get?
No, not really. I was too lazy and knew what I could and couldn't get away with at Collingwood. I'm sure they tried to get rid of, I'm sure Bucks tried to move me on at some stage when he got rid of all my friends, but or early on in my career when I was no good. But yeah, I'm sure everyone's names on the trade table if the right trade comes up. But no, basically, it's a short answer. No.
What about the Borough? Was your dad played more games at the Borough or
200 than 100 Willie?
Yeah.
From Trisha, baby reindeer, awful, 0 out of 10. I felt violated. Ouch.
Okay,
so this is the number one. Sounds like my sickos are there?
Sounds like my kind of show.
I'm not seeing. I've got three teenage. I'm not seeing me sitting down with them with baby reindeer. That's
would,
a no.
Wouldn't recommend. definitely not. From Olivia, is Dane upset that Samantha named her baby after AFL legend Harley Reid rather than him?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, now that you put it like that, I'm a little bit flat. She's got Harley fever. I wonder if they had that in their head before Harley Reid came out. Now, just sounds like you named it after Harley Reid. But
depends on the surname. She doesn't go with Richard.
Bahaja.
Yeah. Dane Bahaja. What, Tony wasn't available?
it hurts things a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Middle name, hopefully.
From 50 from 50 kilos lost and counting. Found them. What was Swanee's first tattoo?
That's a great question.
Why'd you look at Jace when...
Yeah, I'm clean skin. Yeah. What was your very first
things
one?
On my stomach.
What's that?
A pattern on my stomach. Because I kind of said to myself, while I'm playing AFL, I'll get him where you can't see him, just because, but then I ran out of room.
And did you realise when you had your first one that this the end result was going to be the end result?
No, absolutely not. But it's like a lot of time, Mum, would you rather me be addicted to tattoos and heroin? So,
fair, yeah. Is there a middle ground?
No. I'm all in or all out. So, yeah, I'm in a penny for a pound.
You know the most stupid tattoo in the world?
Go on.
Is the back tattoo, where the person who gets it, you can't see the thing.
That's why I got mine. That was the last tattoo I got because I ran out of room. For that exact reason. They go, wait, it looks like I can't see. Well, I don't give a fuck what's on it.
Yeah.
You could have drawn a big cock on the back for all I know. And I wouldn't have been able to see it. So,
does your wife like it?
Nah. What, the cock on my back? My partner...
it's important, sorry.
No, not
your
married,
wife,
you're not
your partner?
My wife doesn't know about him. Well, they don't know about each other. she would have appreciated if I stopped a fair while ago.
So your kids say to your dad, I'm going to get a tattoo. You're saying, go, embrace.
Yeah, well, I own a tattoo shop, so I'd give them 10% off. I'd give him a deal. I'd look after him. I'd look after
charity
him.
Starts at
exactly,
home.
Exactly. As long as they working at Macca's or something and saved up to get it, I'd give him a disco. I'd drive him there or something.
Give
like
him a
that.
Disco?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
God, love you.
From Dan Napper. Dane, who wins the NBA championship?
Well, the moment Minnesota are playing at the moment, but probably if Porzingis gets back, I'd say Boston. Now that Denver are fucked.
Would you gamble on it?
I am. I'm doing it right now. We're in the middle of the Boston, Cleveland are playing right now, game one.
What's the market overall to win the title?
Denver, it would have been Boston were favourites and Denver would have been next, but Denver are down 2-0 now and they lost their two at home. So I reckon Minnesota probably might be favourite now.
What about my Knicks?
Yeah, they're going all right, but they'll have to go through Boston. They won game one yesterday against Indiana. They'll get through the final. They'll beat Indiana in a seven. They'll in probably six, and then they'll have to get through Boston, which they'll probably get a gentleman's sweep.
Stopped.
Gentleman's sweep.
Well, speaking of this, from Asfian, just got engaged today in New York and heading to Boston tomorrow for game one. Yes, yeah. Lucky man. Shout out. G'day, Az. Well done.
Well done, mate.
Yes.
Good on him, mate. He's done that well. Wrinkled a honeymoon in to go watch some sport.
That's amazing.
He's a fucking clever man, isn't he?
You didn't have a honeymoon. What was your honeymoon, Fancy Pants?
I pulled that similar.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What sport? Raiders and Chargers.
Does Sue have any interest or just...
Did she go? Yeah. You went on your own?
Yeah. That was one of the great days of my life because through the D's, Darren Bennett's connection there. So he played and then... And then afterwards, he said, I'll meet us there and you can fix up the tickets. And so I'm there for the couple hundred or whatever it was. And he said, oh, fuck, I was just shitting you. He said, come out for dinner with the players. So one of the great days of my life. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was worth getting married for. Just for that. From Jamie.
OJ Simpson there, did he play on the Raiders? Is OJ there?
It wasn't that long ago.
But yeah. He's not that old.
From Jamie, seeing as how Sam's had her baby, why isn't she back?
Yeah, good question.
Selfishness.
Well, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think.
And I'm a horrible replacement. I didn't even know I was a replacement.
From Dylan, thanks for the heads up, Ralph. Episode 4 of Baby Reindeer turned me off dinner. So take it or leave it, but yep.
Yeah.
From Fort Luke, I feel like Goofy tipping the dogs again. Can you relate? Can you relate to tipping the dogs?
Tipping the bulldogs.
Yeah.
Mate, they need to be put down, the dogs. What a fucking disgrace.
The good thing is on your Twitter feed, you can always tell which
one. Yeah, so I'm leaning. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see where you've invested.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I was out for dinner too. We're out for dinner. I played tubers and Mrs. like farewell drinks and all. Sitting down for dinner and I had my phone on. She was like, fuck, again? She says, always. I says, again. She says, always a fucking game on. There's a game on every day of the week. I said, well, it's not my fault. So she said, fuck, what? And I said,
she just met you.
Yeah, right. But if the game was over, I'd go, these fucking assholes, these dogs. And it's like, so I had to keep it there. She's like, how much longer? I was like, fucking 6 minutes. And then they went down. I was like, I was on tilt, as they call it. I was getting so frustrated, these fucking assholes. But That's gambling, isn't it?
God love him. From Jayden, the volatile investment portfolio, as I call it.
Just a comment here from Jayden. When you let someone pull in front of you, but they don't wait to say thanks.
Oh, that's just the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
Mate, that's now an absolute pandemic.
Isn't
that? I call them out now.
From our man Turtle.
Jailable offence.
Dane, how was the feedback from the Blues fans after calling the Pies little bitches?
Not as. I think they were a bit too heartbroken. There wasn't too many tears. There wasn't too many abusive or aggressive, like which I wanted. No, but half of them were like, he's right, because they are. Like, Carlton should be better than us this year. Like, you look at their list and that, and like the way
we will be.
Or form-wise, yeah. And I said that in my Twitter. I said, Carlton may finish, go further than Collingwood this year, but they'll always be a little bitch. I can't remember last time Carlton beat Collingwood in a home and away game.
Last year.
I can't remember, apart from that one.
I love it in the AFL, mate. I sat there in the car after the Carlton Collingwood game on the way out of the car park. At the end of it.
You stayed the end?
I stayed at the end, of course. Okay. Oh, mate, it was a kick in it. It was about a minute. Well, I wasn't going to leave a minute early.
That shouldn't have any effect.
And listening to Finey's final siren, where all these Carlton reptiles, and I'm a Carlton supporter.
Who do they want sacked? Voss?
I'm like, we were beaten. We were a draw with a minute to go, and one of the best players in the comp kicked a great goal. We just, man, it's like being in the it's like being at the Olympics. And at the 6K mark of a marathon, if you're not winning, going, oh, stuff it, I'm going home. Like, it's a long season.
It is. You've got a tough draw now, don't you?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you do.
Who have we got?
You got Melbourne this week.
Mate, it's a bye.
Then I think.
What else have we got?
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, how do you not know?
You got Sydney and Sydney after that.
Yeah.
Would you call that a bye?
Well, soft underbelly once we pick at it.
Then you got the Gold Coast at home. That you should win that. Then you got Port over there, which they're Jekyll and Hyde.
We travel well, though, because our team are mates.
Okay,
and you'll find that any team that's mates travel well.
And then you got Essendon, which anything can happen. So
you don't agree with that?
No. So how many you win out of them?
How good were you guys on the road when you had
we were us against, if you can really buy into that us against them mentality.
Plus also, don't you like hanging out, spending a time where you get to go all travel away together?
Yeah, me and Johnny used to room together. Now they get their own individual rooms, the assholes. Me and Johnny were playing online poker once, and when we were playing against Port, we finished up at 7 in the morning because we had to have an hour's sleep and take turns while we're playing that day because we kept winning. We've won this tournament for like a fair bit of money, and we're like, fuck, we kept going. We ended up going, so I was finished. It kept going all in, kept winning. So we got down to like last 30 or something. Let's take it properly. So we have to like have an hour of sleep, hour on before we played.
That is the best. Reminds me of a race caller that'll stay anonymous who played poker while he's calling a very significant race because he had a great hand online poker and he was all chips in.
This from Osmo. Dane, what did you enjoy more, Nick Dacos or Pendle's fall in the umpires?
Nick. Yeah, the winner.
Gosh,
yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, very good. He's an elite. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
What's the best part of him? He's running?
Yeah, and just he's running, obviously, but his touch and his decision making. Like, he doesn't fumble, and his decision making is unbelievable. And the decision he makes, he actually does
executes.
It. Yeah, executes.
Mm. Mick Mouldhouse on the AB said the best part was he had 7 tackles. Do you agree?
Absolutely not.
Well, he got the car park. They give the best car park to the person who gets the most tackles during the week. Is that right?
Do they? Yeah. I don't know.
Collingwood. You would never have got a good car park.
I parked in the disabled. No, I didn't. I parked up the front. I just parked in the coach.
Well, it would have been weird for you to tackle yourself because you had the ball.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, exactly.
Is that why Sam Walsh was a bad matchup? Because they both get the ball?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely, Sam Walsh. He's a very good player. But
so the Pendles...
Hang on, what?
So he's a very good player, but he's not Nick Dacos. Well, if you're picking one, picking one to start a side, 9 out of 10 picking Nick Dacos.
Depends on why.
Because he's a better player.
I know, but the other guy will carry the team. Like, he's just... I'm not saying Nick's not, but he is an outstanding human who's going to drag the footy club on his back.
Stars to stars. Yeah. But
you said 9 out of 10. No, hang on. I'm going to stop you there. You said 9 out of 10 people would pick Nick Dacos over Sam Walsh. I reckon the 1 out of 10 would be someone who's on an earn for Carlton.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Minimal earn, mate. Exactly. It's a love job. That's why I consider it.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Very good. All right. And before we get to a bit of math science there, The Pendles bit. I did want to ask you about that. Smart was he? Does it know what?
Yeah,
he
they train that. So yeah, he was.
So does that mean the umpire should have been aware of it?
Well, it should have been a free kick. If we're being honest, it was deliberate. Out of the middle, one out.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, absolutely, it was deliberate.
Yeah. So I don't know if he fooled him, but I think everyone watching there thinking that's deliberate. Well, all the half forwards fought for not running up and touching it. Like, we all knew it was going there.
Yes.
Half forward should be in that position so they can just nudge it out of bounds. But listen, I'm happy to call a spade what a spade. It was deliberate for sure. Yeah. Of course it was.
How many field umpires do we have now?
Four.
And four boundary.
But why are the boundaries who aren't allowed to make a decision, apart from it's over, why are they in the same colour as the actual umpires who then are often run towards the boundary, and the players look at them like that was out, and they go, the guy goes, mate, I'm money the jogger, exactly. I'm only throwing it in. Put him in a different colour. Hey, that's going to be groundbreaking. Write that down.
But that could be like measuring weight now.
Right.
Oh, maybe you're demoting people if you get them in a different colour.
Oh, so shut up. You can feel the feelings.
All right, after this, Math Science.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, this is Math Science. Bit better last week. 8 out of 10 me, 5 out of 10 Dane.
8 out of 10 me.
me. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I got the racing fucking wrong.
Oh, well done.
So I wasn't happy with that. So I had to
try. Oh, you got them wrong.
First Immortal was my best. He just lost his action on the 200.
Something's wrong with him.
Anyway, a couple each way. They ran placing, so that was all right. Anyway, we start at the MCG Thursday night. Just quick aside, there is nothing stupider than people saying about the crowd on Thursday night. It is, in Melbourne, it's a TV sport.
Correct.
Crowds are going to be lower.
But there'll
on
be
a Thursday night.
Because Melbourne, it'll still be 60,000. Yeah. Well,
but whatever it is, it'll be 10 or 20 grand.
And Carlton will be carrying a can for that.
Yeah, because you don't turn up. Exactly. That's Carlton for home game this year.
Oh, yeah, so there'll be 60 there, but it'll all be Carlton because Melbourne, exactly.
You guys don't turn up, mate.
No, they don't.
Is everything okay?
I just leave early.
Well, you turn up. I mean, if it's an urn.
I said to
Sue. Exactly, yeah.
Mine's a love job too. I said to Sue in the car on the way home about how Melbourne supporters are disgusting leaving early. Carlton, Melbourne, what's the line, Dane?
Based on recent form, 4.5 Melbourne.
What do you think the line
garbage.
Should be?
Garbage.
What do you reckon?
It depends. I would bet Carlton at the line at, if I was given 9.5, 10.
Yeah.
4.5.
Well, I'm saying what they would say. I'm trying to bet what it actually is. Not what I would bet.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, 4.5 would appear, I think that's unders. That's unders.
Well, I thought it should be 8.5. It's 3.5.
There you go.
That's unders.
Well, there's your opportunity.
Perfect.
So that's what are you saying? So you take Melbourne?
I think Carlton 3.5. I think Carlton will beat Melbourne. I think they'll beat them head to head. Okay, I think they'll beat them head to head.
Okay, so you're taking head to head. I'm going to take Melbourne 1-39.
Yes, used them effectively last week. I'm going. There's a potential new cash cow, Dane.
Is there?
Melbourne unders. Under 165.5 total. See, on Math Science, Jason, you can only have even money or line bets. So
me head to head doesn't.
No, you can. You can have one bet, but it has to be like $1.90 or.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can't go lower than $1.90.
Okay.
So we generally go total points or.
So head to head, I would have got a. What am I? 205? 210?
Yeah, 205. Yep. Exactly. So that's that. So, all right, Dane, so you're 1-39. D.
So 165.5. What's the weather?
It's good. Fine. It's good.
Mate, your flimsy defence. It's not holding the blue baggers to under 80 points.
Yeah, just being silly now. Righto, Friday night. What about that? Did you see the state budget? They're getting another $4.1 million. The state's fucked, but Geelong's getting another $4.1 million for a new scoreboard.
No.
I thought it was a G up.
Are they still building the swimming pool that they're going to tear down for the Commonwealth Games down at Geelong?
Yeah. You'd hope so. So Geelong host Port Adelaide off their loss at in the showdown. Just a quick reminder, we fell into it again, Dane. Showdowns are its own little world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like 1,000-meter horses.
They're
their own bubble.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this
Port dead set looked like they were trying to throw that game. They're goal-kicking that. That was woeful.
It was.
And this is another bubble game too, because there's another bubble.
Because that cadet at the Cats?
No. The bubble is Geelong milestones.
Good or bad?
Good. They demand they win. And Tomahawk has the all-time record. They will demand
for
that
what?
They win.
Goals or games?
Games.
At Geelong? How many has he played?
355 or something.
It's good for a big power
matches
for a key forward.
Matches.
Yep.
So it's next week.
Then he'll have an RDO rather than go to Darwin.
Yeah, he's not going to go to Darwin.
Okay.
Then back at the Cattery for
So it's at Geelong this week?
It's at Geelong Friday night. Yep. Oh, I got very excited. I'll write up for him on Friday night. And there's two games, but anyway.
We'll get this one bouncing back and forth, 17.5.
I wrote 17.5. What do you think the line should be?
The line should be 22.5.
Well, the line, what I like,
but the line will be about 15.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry, what do you think the line would be? Yeah. You're actually right. The line is 22.5. I thought 17.5. So I thought, like you, Dane. And that's the head scratcher because it's
just about right. What's the total?
Yeah, okay. 172.5. Which is, Port haven't got great defence, have they?
No. I'm going to take Port at the line just to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, after the showdown, they've been embarrassed. I think Geelong 1-39 is not a bad bet either, actually.
So which way are you going?
Give me Geelong 1-39.
All right.
I'm Geelong at the line.
All right. I'll go Port at the line for the scoreboard. Fremantle and Sydney. How good is this? This is Fremantle and Sydney. That means there's two games on a Friday night. No need to talk anyone in your family.
Why is there two games on Friday night?
Because of Mother's Day, so they take a game out of the Sunday.
It's where they always put Collingwood on Mother's Day, don't they? Just because they know at least some people will turn up.
Why not? Good thing to do with your mum. So the
danger game for the Pies, but we'll get there.
What are they? What should they give Fremantle and Sydney? Fremantle the flag favourites, by the way.
No, they're not.
I got them totally wrong last year, so that's been the running gag on there. But I had someone put up $90 at the start of the year for Fremantle. So I had $13.
They allowed you on the exchange.
So I took the
think
13.
This will be closer.
So I've got overs, Jason.
I think this will be closer than what it probably should be. Sydney are going to be favourites, just I think maybe. 9.5.
I thought it'd be Pick'em.
It's at Freo.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be each of two, wouldn't it?
5.5.
5.5. So right in the middle.
Yep.
Give me a total. I don't know. I've got no idea who's going to win this
They're
game.
They're onto it now. It's been the cash cow for weeks. Fremantle at the line unders. 155.5.
What's the weather?
Windy and shower.
Yes. So that's the weather. So the...
You got it wrong.
Fucked me. Yeah. I couldn't even.
You would have said swear words.
Oh, I was. You know what I knew? Because I was another thing. Internet in this country is fucked. Like you go half an hour out of town. Like, it was so hard to try and put a bet on. Like and down in Natty. Like,
I love that. Internet's fucked. Duh.
Couldn't get any internet. And you know what I knew? I was fucked. Because the line was about 147. Then I clicked on it was 164. I was like, yes. These assholes. I got the weather's nice there. You fucking assholes. I was spewing because I already put all my multis on. And it was 150.
Where do you bet and they let you on?
I bet a dabble, mate.
Right.
Like all good punters should.
I bumped into Heath. Is he still doing dabble?
Yeah. He got me there.
Fantastic. Is he still there or have you replaced him?
No, he got the ass. No, he's still there. He's working for New Balance now.
Yeah.
But he owns a hair of the tail of Dabble and he still works now a couple of days a week.
Beautiful.
I'm taking on the weather.
Same. I'm finally going against it because against the weather.
No, Frio at the line will win.
Frio at the line with a 5.5.
Yep.
I might even lay off them a $13 if they win. They'll get into 20s.
Is it? Did you? Yeah.
I worked it out. I said, now I can actually lay it off so that I've got $600 going for nothing.
Right.
If I laid off this week.
Yeah.
That's probably
awesome. I love it. $13 rings a bell because you'd love to have a bet on some of the betting agencies and I'll have $500 on that. And they go, we'll let you on for $13. At $3.20. Oh, it's generous. Fucking, that's great.
Hawthorn and Saints, what should the line be?
At the G.
I think the Saints probably 15.5.
Yeah, you think that's what the line sort of should be round about then?
9.5.
You say 9.5? I thought it was pick'em.
You thought it was a pick'em?
What?
I thought the line would be pick'em.
And what's the line? The
line's 8.5.
Oh,
okay.
For Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Hawthorn is a start.
Hawthorn's what?
Hawthorn gets their head start.
Yeah. Now give me the Saints.
Yep. I'll go Saints 1-39.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
But you'll cop the 8.5.
I'll take the 8.5.
Yep. All right. Essendon and GWS.
Hawthorn have had their moment. They've had their win.
You know, it's backing against a team that has a big up. Then, they'll get their little head wobble and they'll fall off.
What should the line be, Essendon and GWS?
SNGWS. Well, should and will.
At the G?
Is it?
No, the Marvel.
What's the total? Oh, well, okay, the line.
Can I just go back a bit? Hawthorn's Gilda was in Tassie.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, I just realised Richmond
that
West.
Changes everything.
Yes.
I know. And the weather, what's the total down there? The weather.
We're cold.
Yeah,
no rain.
Lowest rainfall of any capital city in Melbourne, mate.
Beautiful. Hobart.
You're from Tassie.
Yeah, born there. 159.5.
Pardon?
159.5.
That's low. I'm going to stick with the Saints.
Yep. All right.
I'm committed.
Okay. Back to Essendon and GWS.
GWS 16.5.
I thought 12.5. It's 7.5. And Cornelio's back.
Give me GWS. What's the total? That'd be a lot of points scored in that.
Well, you'd think so. 178.5. That's
I'm taking it.
Over. You still go over. Yeah. All right. We'll go GWS for the scoreboard. Richmond Western Bulldogs. What should the line be there?
Oh man, this is.
Could anyone be less interested in this?
Exactly.
Game?
Whatever this is, I'm taking the Dogs at the line. This is their last chance to fucking prove. Otherwise, I'm off them for the rest of the year.
What do you think the line should be?
The line
should be 24.5.
Yeah, they should win this by 5 goals. But I think it will be probably about 18.5.
Well, I said 17.5.
Yeah.
It's 17.5.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Dogs have to, this is their last chance for me. Otherwise, I will go to the kennel with the green dream and stick it all in them and put them down.
I think Ooze is just going to say, let's shut this down and make them nervous and then they panic. So I'm going unders. So,
but Richmond,
Dane Dog. Yeah, I know they are yuck. Yeah,
and haven't they jumped off the supporters too?
Well, they've had their fun now. They're gone for another.
They're like,
10 years
no worries. We'll just tune out for a few years.
These are always head scratchers. What should the line be? Gold Coast versus North.
Oh,
in Darwin.
Where is it?
In Darwin.
It's Darwin. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. What's it wet up there? Like? Usually, it's wet up there.
Geez, they'll be coming in their ones and twos for that, won't they?
Yeah.
The line should be 34.
I was going to say, it's got to start with a 4. I'd say 40. Darwin might bring it down because of the rain, because of the...
No rain.
But it'd be sweaty and like 40 degrees and slippery. So it might bring it down to about mid-30s, but it should be with a, should start with a 4.
44 and a half.
There you go.
I thought 38 and a half.
Yeah.
So...
I don't mind.
It's high.
I know. It's very high, especially... Darwin games are usually fucking slippery.
I'll take North at the line.
Yeah. It's, what's the total?
170 and a half.
Give me the under.
Yeah, I'm snapped with you there. Yeah. I reckon that.
Okay, I was going to take the North, but then if they get beat by 60, I'd be like, I'm such a fuckhead. Why did I think that North could get within 40 points of anyone? Even though they did on the weekend, the arseholes. But
yeah, can you text me these?
I've got the line very wrong here, but firstly, Dane, you, Collingwood West Coast line should be.
This is the danger game for how many people Collingwood got out this week.
Do you want me to tell you who West Coast got out?
No. Oh, yeah, tell me.
Waterman, Yo, and still no Oscar Allen.
Okay.
Waterman's been killing him.
Yeah, he has been going well. But we've got no Schultz, Geordie.
Who have you got? Good players.
Yeah, I reckon this is going to be...
No Schultz.
No, yeah, no,
he knows nothing.
No Schultz, no Majacek, no Bo McCreary, no Geordie, no...
It's not exactly Dacos, Pendlebury you're listing there. No, with due respect to...
No, it's all our forwards. I don't know who's going to kick our goals, but so the under might be on here. No Waterman either, but... I reckon this is going to be mid-30s. The West Coast have been serviceable-ish, I guess, well, no, last few weeks.
Good,
I reckon mid-30s.
40 and a half. I thought 28 and a half.
Well, give me the cash cow. What's the under?
139?
What's the total?
Total's 172 and a half.
Well, the under, I like the under there. But give me the Collingwood cash cow, 139.
All
right, I'm going over.
I'm going to go West Coast at the line.
Yeah. It's going to be a score fest for Mother's Day. And we finish off with the Adelaide versus Brisbane. What do you think the line should be?
Where's it at? Adelaide.
Brisbane, all their injuries.
Yeah, okay. Adelaide.
I think it's flip of a coin.
Yeah. And I think there might be a little bit of recency bias, I think, because Adelaide, but we can't take the showdown form into other games because the showdown's like Anzac Day, and it always, you throw that form out when those sides play against Adelaide. So I think Adelaide will be favoured this game. I'm not sure they should be. I'm going to say Adelaide 9.5.
I thought 9.5, it's 6.5.
Adelaide?
Yep.
I just don't know. I know you like, you talk about the sugar hit with injuries with Brisbane.
My theory is the week after there's big injuries,
yeah,
everyone lifts. It's just a human psychology.
The week after, the big stars are out, they lift.
Yeah, because it's back to the wall. Yeah. Look at who got it. And also, the line overreacts. And also, at least you're starting with 22 fit men. Brisbane started with
that's a fair call.
Within no time.
So you imagine you're going Brisbane?
I'm going Brisbane big. So
what's the total? Off?
It's 6.5.
No, total.
Oh, total points? Total points is 166.5.
That's a good total. I'll just go with you. I'll take Brisbane.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Easy. You got a Goodwood handicap tip?
I reckon the Western Australian Oscar Fortune's got a lot of talent. Ran third in the Quokka.
Yep.
Up at the race before that, defeated Amelia's Jewel, meets her so much better off of the weights. Willie Pike comes across right down near the bottom of the weights for Dion Luciani. I reckon the Western Australian can win. I don't know what price.
I agree with you, Western Australian, because it meets much worse at the weights. Definitely Amelia's Jewel.
No, she's not a sprinter.
RaceTrackRalphie.com.au.
1400 metre horse, mate.
You'll be on Channel 7.
Yes.
Are we plugging anything else?
No.
Taste buds.
I'm going. Taste buds. 7 horse racing versus taste buds. Get on Thursday.
Get on.
Come to Hong Kong with us. Hong Kong Racing Tours in December. With Hutchie and I and Shane Dye.
Jesus,
what a beauty, the triple trio.
Well done.
Come with us.
How do we come with you?
Yeah. Mate, just jump online, triple trio, come with us for the tour. In fact, we should do a deal.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I'll come around.
You need to come, mate. It's the great. You've been there. It's the greatest week.
That was right. Okay. thank you very much for coming in as our third Jason Richardson.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.